This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has positioned India as a global leader through the International Solar Alliance. The International Solar Alliance was launched at COP21 in Paris in November 2015 with 120 member and signatory countries. The ISA aims to mobilize over $1,000 billion in solar investment by 2030. State Health and Family Welfare Minister Bioram Waghe called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The Governor was briefed about health-related issues of the state and the launch of Swasth Nari Sasakta Parivar Abhiyan and 8th portion Ma by the Prime Minister Modi. Governor Parnayak highlighting the well-being of women stressed that the intensified nationwide campaign on women's health should be implemented in mission mode with collective commitment and urgency. He also advised the minister to ensure that the health sector is adequately supported with skilled manpower and effective use of modern technologies. Health Minister Waghe was accompanied by advisor Dr. Mohesh Chai. 4 days state process lab training program under the Adi Yog Karma Yogi Abhiyan by Social Justice, Empowerment and Tribal Affairs was launched today in Itanagar State Banquet Hall with the aim of strengthening grassroots leadership and improving service delivery in the tribal areas in the state. Tirap, Londing, Namsai, East Siang and Kradadi district have been selected in the first phase of development projects. Arvind Kumar, Director, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Government of India, also interacted with the participants through video conferencing. The Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan is a flagship initiative of the Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Government of India. Its objective is to create a cadre of about 2 million change leaders drawn from tribal communities and allied stakeholders. The District Road Safety Committee, Papum Pare, today launched the week-long Road Safety Awareness Week with a grand bike rally. Deputy Commissioner Visakha Yadav flagged off the rally from Dri Ground Junction, which culminated at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPIA. Attending the occasion, Chief Secretary Manish Gupta stressed on good driving practices and called for proactive steps to address the problem of stray animals, which often cause road accidents. Transport Minister Ojing was also present. During this safety awareness, painting and slogan writing competitions, free helmet distribution, vehicle checkups and multiple outreach initiatives will be undertaken. Arogya Dham, a health and fitness hub at UPIA Mini Secretariat, was inaugurated today by Minister for RD and Panchayati Raj Ojing Tasing. Lauding the initiative, Minister Ojing Tasing urged all officials and staff to make the best use of the facility. Conceived as the brainchild of Deputy Commissioner Papum Pare, Ms. Visakha Yadav, the facility aims to provide a dedicated space for officers and staff of the Secretariat to engage in physical exercises, meditation and yoga during their free time. In Yachuli, in preparation for the state-level mock exercise on earthquake, landslide and glacial lake outburst flood scenarios, scheduled for September 18, a coordination meeting was held yesterday, chaired by Likha Teji, ADC Yachuli, with all heads of departments, heads of offices and stakeholders of K. Panyur district. The mock exercise will be conducted simultaneously across all districts of Arunachal Pradesh on 18th September. 5 sites in K. Panyur Government Secondary School, Mini Secretariat, Panyur Dam, PHC Yachuli and Yachuli Market have been identified for simulation of earthquake damage. Kurungkume Deputy Commissioner Chichung Chuku today convened the District Level Monitoring Committee with the heads of offices and senior officials from various departments. The committee deliberated on several key areas, including strict adherence to government policies and guidelines, effective utilization of allocated funds, and the importance of capacity building among field staff and community volunteers. Deputy Commissioner directed all departments to submit progress reports at regular intervals and scheduled the next review meeting within the coming quarter. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.